You know, one of us was the last man to see San Francisco. The last man alive next to Swain, that is. We didn't see much.
Somebody ought to write a history of the war.
What are you bucking for? A whole chapter to yourself?
I doubt anyone could put it all together.
Well, if they do, I'd like to read it. I was in it for a while. I don't know anything about it.
I don't even know who started it.
I wish somebody had stopped it. Well, the people on Mars probably saw what happened. When things cool off, they'll probably come down and take over. How about that, Professor? Any chance?
They might have the means of paying our corpse a visit. But I shouldn't advise it for a long time.
Who do you think started it? The war?
Albert Einstein.
You're kidding.
Do you really want to know who I think started the war?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you're an egghead, aren't you?
Who would ever have believed that human beings would be stupid enough to blow themselves off the face of the earth?
I don't believe it even now.
Well, we didn't want a war. We didn't start it. Come on now, how did it start?
The trouble with you is you want a simple answer. There isn't any. The war started when people accepted the idiotic principle that peace could be maintained by arranging to defend themselves with weapons they couldn't possibly use without committing suicide. Everybody had an atomic bomb and counter-bombs and counter-counter-bombs. The devices outgrew us. We couldn't control them. I know. I helped build them. God help me. Somewhere, some poor bloke probably looked at a radar screen and thought he saw something. Knew that if he hesitated 1,000th of a second, his own country would be wiped off the map, so he pushed a button. And the world went crazy. And
what's with him?
Maybe we shouldn't ask him any more questions.